Howdy all my nieces and nephews out there in podcast land. How the hell are you? It's your Uncle Perry, and that means it's time for another spooky-ass story, narrated by yours truly. In this episode, I'm going to spin a yarn about a dog with a very special ability. Come on in, cop a squat, and let's dare to continue on with some tales of the paranormal. Something's Wrong with My Dog by Uncle Perry. I love dogs. Man's best friend is a complete understatement. They are wonderful in so many ways. Most of all, companionship. Their downfall is that they only live about 15 years. My most recent little buddy, Rusty, died of heartworms about a week ago. It was devastating. We did everything together. We went to the park. We went hunting. We went to the hospital as emotional support for patients. We slept together. We ate together. We were inseparable. When he died, I swore I would never get another one. The heartbreak was just too much to bear. However, after a couple of months, I started getting lonely. I'm not married and have no kids. I have a few relatives, but we don't talk much. I live in the rural part of Tennessee, so no neighbor is close enough to visit with. There's not much going on in my small town. Facebook and Instagram can only do so much for loneliness. My depression was getting severe, and I was thinking of doing things that, well, I would have never even considered before. You know what I mean. A lot of folks on Facebook told me to get another dog. I explained why I haven't, and they advised that one heartbreak every 15 years is much better than what I was contemplating. Logic finally won out, and I agreed to get another furry friend. I always rescue one from the animal shelter. That's hard too. I have to pick one to save, and not all of them. Well, at least one of them will have a happy life. They have to be young, preferably a puppy. Although, most are not. This time, there were no puppies. They all look full grown. I could have just left and came back a week or two later, but I couldn't leave all those excited, friendly guys without saving at least one. As I scanned my options, I came upon a beautiful blue-eyed husky. He wasn't jumping and barking like the others, just sitting at the front of the cage and looking up at me sadly. He almost looked human. It was freaky but adorable, if that's even possible. The card on his cage said he was a 2-year-old Siberian husky. It also had a warning on it that he is aggressive. He didn't seem aggressive at all. I asked the animal control officer about the warning on the card. He said, "When I was called to pick up the dog, he wasn't threatening to me. The dog walked right up to me, wagging his tail, and jumped right into the truck for me. But since the person who called it in said he was acting aggressively, we had to put that on the description card." I looked at the dog, rubbing my chin. He turned his head sideways and looked at me. He was almost mimicking me. I put my hand by his snout outside the pen. He gently licked the back of my hand, wagging his tail on the floor. I said, "I'll take him." I signed some paperwork, paid the shelter worker, and loaded him into my truck. When we got home, I let him out of the truck to roam around. I own a house on 15 acres of land, so he went exploring right away. I watched as he playfully ran, stopped, and ran some more. After I let him play for a bit, I made the kissy noise to call him back in. He came back out of breath and smiling. I took him inside and poured him some water and gave him some food. I had to come up with a name for him that suited him. Not Spot or Rover, that's too generic. After he finished eating, he came over to me and said, "I love you." What the hell? I've heard of huskies being able to talk, but they're usually kind of barky, growly speech. This was clearly spoken, like a human. It freaked me out a little, but I rolled with it. I said, "I love you too, bud." He made a low groan and snuggled his muzzle against my leg. I thought, what the hell? I'll just ask him what his name is. "What's your name, boy?"
"Chester," he replied.
I chuckled. "All right, I'll call you Chester." He smiled at me and went to lay down. The next morning I woke up to Chester scratching on the front door and saying, "Go out, go out, go out." I groggily stumbled to the front door and opened it. He said, "Thank you," and ran out. After doing his business, he came back and scratched on the door saying, "Come in, come in." So I let him in. So he can talk and he's potty trained. This is so cool. I told some friends on Facebook about Chester. They said to record a video of him talking. When I tried, he would just grunt, bark, and whine like a normal dog, almost like he was camera shy. I put the camera down and asked him why he wouldn't talk on camera. He replied, "It's our secret." I know it would go viral if I got a video of him talking. It was too lifelike. So, one day, I hid the camera and started recording. I called Chester into the living room. He came prancing in, wagging his tail cheerfully. I asked him what he wanted to do today. He said, "Play dominoes." "You know how to play dominoes?"
"Of course."
I pulled out my dominoes and laid them on the floor. Chester said, "You first." The video didn't really show him playing dominoes, but you could tell we were the only two in the room, and you could hear the dominoes sliding on the wood floor. We finished playing, he ate some food, and laid down to sleep. I excitedly retrieved the camera and reviewed the footage. Sure enough, you could definitely hear him speaking, and you could tell we were alone in the room. You could see him sitting on the floor in front of me, looking down at the dominoes. As I was posting the video, Chester got up and walked over towards me. He looked angry. He growled and said,
"Betrayal!"
I was so startled that I almost dropped the camera. I said, "What do you mean?"
"Was our secret. Trust is gone."
I apologized.
"Not good enough,"
he growled. I was starting to get a little creeped out. My dog is going to hold a grudge against me because I secretly recorded a video of him talking? The rest of the night, he didn't say a word. The next day, I woke up to Chester walking around in the living room. He was arranging some bones I gave him to eat on the floor in the shape of a circle. What the hell is he doing? I thought. I quietly watched. He went to the kitchen and came back out with a can of salt in his mouth. He started pouring the salt around the circle of bones. He was making a mess. I yelled at him, "Chester, what are you doing?"
"Get in circle,"
he barked angrily.
"Why?"
"Get in circle now."
He had a very aggressive posture, head low, frowning, growling, and showing his teeth in a snarled fashion.
"Okay, okay, chill out,"
I said, cautiously moving my hands in a keep cool manner. He backed up, still growling. I walked over to the circle of bones. It looked almost like a clock. I stepped into the circle. "There, happy now?"
Not yet. Wait.
He had a devious smile on his face. Everything started to get blurry. The room started getting darker, even though it was still in the morning. I felt like I was falling, but I was still standing. Suddenly, he jumped into the circle with me. I caught him and collapsed to the floor. I woke up what seemed like several hours later. I looked around the room for Chester, but didn't see him. I tried to stand up. When I did, I was only 2 or 3 feet tall. I looked down at my body, and I was covered in fur. I tried to speak, but could only say 3 or 4 words at a time. "What happened?" I said. I heard laughter coming from the other room. I saw my body walking towards me, holding my camera. It said, "Now, say I love you." I've always loved movies and TV shows where dogs could talk to you. For some reason, it fascinates me. I also like stories about voodoo and curses. This one had both. Plus, huskies are really cute and smart. Follow me on Instagram at UncleParryVO, on Reddit at Perry Meehan, or check out my YouTube channel at Uncle Perry for live narrations of me doing creepy stories just like this one. And please, if you don't mind, share this with your friends. It helps me out in more ways than one. I appreciate it. You can submit a story for me to narrate on Reddit at r/narrate_my_story. The links for everything are in the description. The next story is kind of a salute to St. Patrick's Day, a little Irish folklore. It's an evil, headless horseman called the Dullahan that takes people's souls. Here's a clip from it. After about 10 minutes, I cautiously made my way back. I finally made it back home. However, as I was looking for the key to my door, I heard the sound of the fiery hooves again. I fumbled with the keys, just like in the horror movies. As I was opening the door, he was riding up my gravel driveway. I scrambled in, slammed the door, and locked it. I heard the hooves walking around on the wooden front porch. Still drunk, I fell over the couch, trying to close all the curtains. Suddenly, all the lights in my house went out. I was alone in the dark. I scrambled around, looking for someplace to hide. I crept into the hall closet, slowly closed the door, and sat down on the floor with my knees up. I heard the door burst open, then that evil laugh. It was so creepy. I trembled in fear. Tears welled up in my eyes. I heard the sound of heavy boots walking around my wood floor. I was petrified. I had no way of defending myself. If he finds me, that's it. Game over. I'm gonna crawl on out of here. Thank you for listening to Tales of the Paranormal. Stay creepy.